Buta says its decision to close down shops and protest against influx of foreigners in the retail trade should not be misconstrued. Its president, George Ofori, said the decision to embark on the strike is a wake-up call for the authorities to implement the laws on retail trade. Speaking on DBC's current affairs program, Talking Point, Mr. Ofori said until the laws on foreign trade are harmonized with ECOWAS, the problem will still persist. He attributed the depreciation of the cedi to the influx of foreigners.
We sat down and then did some sort of research and realized that the depreciation of the cedi is as a result of the foreign influx. Why are we saying so? Somebody who is coming in as a foreign direct investor, who's supposed to have had some sort of financial strength, if the person is coming in bringing in about 1,000 containers a month, because of the financial strength, what the Ghanaian can do is about maximum 5 containers. So after sales, these two categories are going to the exchange market. Whom do you think will be changing more cities into dollars? Is the one who brought the 1,000 containers and the foreigner as well. Because I know we have done some sort of research, and some Chinese, the quantum of imports that they bring into this country, you can't imagine. And when they are coming as manufacturers reps. So if you are in a shop, and it's not limited to Chinese alone, all the foreign nationals, if you are in a shop, then they'll be putting the landlords. Go in there, in the central business district of Accra, for instance, shops are going for about $100,000. You can't believe it. So a Ghanaian can be in the shop for about 4 years, for maybe a 10 years contract signed or agreement signed. He must stay for about 4 years. Before I realize, a foreigner would have gone to give the landlord so much money to the extent that even if he asks you to vacate, he doesn't even want to. He will give you all the money because he thinks he has gotten much. So what we also say is that we can't sit down for this chance to continue.
The Director of Domestic Trade at the Ministry of Trade, Kwejo Ntimitiahene, speaks about the law governing foreign trade.
The new law, Act 865, has upped the capital that one has to bring, the non-Ghanaian, and that is 1 million, and has also preserved retail trading for Ghanaians alone. The difference between the old law and the new law is that the definition of market in the new law is an expanded definition. So by implication, no foreigner or non-Ghanaian can do retail trading in Ghana, because the market definition encompasses everywhere. Wherever there is a store, a shop is considered to be a marketplace, and no foreigner should do trading there. They are not to provide any services in the marketplace. It says trading, and wholesale is part of trading. You are a foreigner and you want to come into the trading sector, you must invest not less than $1 million, and you have to employ at least 20 skilled Ghanaians. So you look at it, you see that the scale of operation here is big, and we are looking at huge supermarkets or shopping malls, not the normal trading with 4x4 stores and that kind of thing. Every country has their own laws protecting their citizens.
The PRO of All Nigeria Community in Ghana, Barry Nwahim, said Nigerians are law-abiding and will observe all laws in Ghana. He, however, cautioned that if care is not taken, Nigeria will be compelled to take similar action, which will not augur well for the unity of ECOWAS.
As of February this year, we had about $1.3 billion in retail investment, not only by Nigerians alone. If as I speak to you right now, you know, when you go back to the Nigerian, you know, marketing, you know, sector, there are a lot of people who are, you know, our position is, the law is there. We also have that law in Nigeria. But because we believe that, you know, ECOWAS, we believe in the ECOWAS protocol, we believe in the ETLS, the ECOWAS Trade Liberation Scheme, that allows people within the ECOWAS system to be able to do business. This is ECOWAS. We all belong to the ECOWAS system. And if you're asking non-foreigners or non-Ghanaians to leave your trading sector, we are not against it. We are law-abiding people. We are always ready and always willing to abide by the laws of a nation. But we are saying that, I want to tell you that, if that happens, it may affect the relationship between these two countries. Why? Because, like I said, there are so many Ghanaians also who are doing business in Nigeria, and nobody is questioning my own house in Nigeria. We are saying that let us have a platform where there should be continual discussion. Let them have a platform where if this thing happens this way, people back in Nigeria who may not understand that this thing is a law that should be followed duly may begin to act unnecessarily, thereby affecting the relationship between those two brothers. That's our position. We do not want that to get to that level. That is why we continuously plead that there should be a platform where we should keep dialoguing. We should keep talking, if it means our own people getting, you know, contributing into the economy of Ghana by way of paying tax, which some of them do. We have told all the traders to ensure that they do what they register their businesses, they get their business permit. But asking somebody to pay $1 million, how many of our people who are non-Nigerians are paying $1 million to do business in Nigeria?
That was the PRO of All Nigeria Community in Ghana, Barry Nwahim.